Way. Yes. Welcome back. Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I'm your host. I'm the man. I'm Canada. Don't go away. What is going on? It's a beautiful Tuesday. Clarksville, Tennessee, coming at you, Canada. I kind of want to come up with this fancy, like, you know, intro, but I haven't really figured it out yet. And I can't really say studio because, well, the studio's not a studio. It's my bedroom, and it's this big desk. I got everything all hooked up on this big desk. I feel badass, you know what I'm saying? But coming at you from Canada's desk right now, it's your man Canada. I'm in a great mood, you guys. And I had a rough day yesterday, but that's okay. You know, I always say we all have days. And yesterday just happened to be my day. But hey, I have a good support system and people who I went to and who they talked to me, you know, that they helped me get through my day. I definitely felt like poop the entire day though, but I just kept to myself, you know. I was never rude to nobody, and that's what I always tell people, you know. Have a bad day, that's okay, but the minute that you start getting angry and upset with other people who really didn't do nothing to you, that's when it's not okay. You know, have your bad day, but don't ruin Jeff's day because your day's bad. Just keep to yourself and do you. Go home, sleep it off, come in tomorrow with a better attitude. And that's what I do. I slept yesterday, woke up, I feel great. And I'm gonna make today a great day. I'll worry about my problems when they need to be worried about. You know, everything takes time. And I'm gonna do me. And I wasn't thinking like this yesterday, trust me. I had people tell me, man, just do you. Worry about the problems when they occur and when they need to be dealt with. But until then, go. Go. Don't stop. And I honestly, you guys, I was stuck. I felt like there was nowhere for me to go. And I didn't want to just, and as soon as that happens, my mind goes straight to negative, man. And I was talking about, I didn't want to go back to school anymore, blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to do the podcast anymore, blah, 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 blah. But as I was talking to people, the people who of course listen, they always mentioned my show. Stay positive. Be positive. What are you talking about, man? What's wrong with you? Put your head up. That's what I say. That is what I say on my show. And if I'm letting you just picture this, if I have all these people who, let's say they're having a bad day, they just want to turn my show on and give me a little listen. I don't want to just be sounding all mopey. Like, I don't want to be here, you know? You can't sound like this and be on and do something like this, because just the tone of my voice is going to bring you guys just down and out. And you can't do that. You got to sound, you just ignore the negative and embrace the positive energy. Dang, I kind of felt like a preacher there. And embrace the positive energy that comes into your life. Yes. Amen. That's funny. But no. Family's important. You know. Having family and that support system that you know will love you no matter what. You know, I saw this quote yesterday. It said, it's nice to go back to a house, but it's even better to go back to a home or something. No, let me look it up. That's not what it said. Let me see if I can't find it. Found it yesterday, and I don't know why I didn't save it. I seen it on Facebook. Let's see here. Watch. I bet you I won't ever be able to find it. Damn. It was good. It was a good one. It was something about a house, but a family. Having a house is cool, but having a family to call a home or something like that. It was really good. I wish I remembered it, but having people who you know will always have your back, you know, no matter what, no matter what, they're going to always have your back. And shoot, families aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. We're all going to fight. You know what I'm saying? We're all going to fight. It's just life. What would life be if we didn't argue and we didn't agree and we did things to make each other mad? You know, don't get me wrong. If our lives were perfect, man, that'd be great. You know, but unfortunately, nobody's perfect, and we all make mistakes. And some of those mistakes will maybe make other people kind of angry, and they may need time to just, you know, cool off, you know, and that's when we have to back off, and instead of making the situation worse, you know, we should back off and let that person have their space, because it's respectful. You know, no matter how upset it's going to make you, that you have to sit back and now you have to wait for this person to, you know, talk to you again, you know, and that's very sad, especially if you love that person very much. It's very very upsetting, but out of respect, give that person some space. And let that person cope with his feelings, calm down, whatever he does, whatever he needs to do, and let them relax. And they'll come back when they're ready, you know, but giving somebody that space when they're angry and upset, it's very important, because a situation is always going to escalate if you bother somebody when they're angry. I don't care who you are. If I'm angry and I'm trying to get away from people and people keep coming up to me, blah, 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 no, stop. Don't talk to me. You know, don't talk to me. But no. Family is unconditional love, you know. And it's important to... it's an important thing, you know. It's just, I think of it like pretty much a circle of strength, you know, joined in love, just together, and be that strength for one another. Here's a quote that I found. It said, families are like branches on a tree. We grow in different directions, yet our roots remain as one. And I kind of look at that as, we're all different. We are from the same bloodline, you know, but Joey's going to, he's working at GameStop. Sally's working at a beauty salon. Jeff's a construction worker. Jack sells cars. and Mark don't do a damn thing. I think I said Jeff twice. I might have said Jeff twice. Jeff Jr. and Sr., I reckon. Well, it would be second and third. Whatever. Anyways, you get the point. We're not all the same. We don't all do the same things, and we don't all act the same. We all handle situations differently, and it's our job as a family to respect that. You know, respect how they're acting. Respect it and just back off. Give everybody some space, and when they're ready to come along, they'll come along. You know, and it's just, family's important, man. And I was feeling kind of very, very down yesterday, but with a few people that I talked to, they were like, man, just keep going. You do you. Worry about the situations when they occur, when you have to worry about them. You know, he says there's no sense of sitting here moping about it. You know, continue doing you. And every time I talked to these people, they would always mention something about my show. Stay positive. Be positive. That made me feel great. That means people are listening. Now, I can't stop because now I'm letting other people down at that point. And I'm trying to grow this thing and get this thing big. And if I stop it now, well, what the hell's all my effort? You know, my time, my effort. You know, I can't. I just got to keep going. You know, and that's where I'm at. So a quick message that I just wanted to share with you guys. And here's a challenge for you guys this week. Challenge for you guys this week. Just be nice. Be nice. That's your challenge this week. Be nice. And I said that because I don't really have one. It sounds bad, but it was Monday yesterday. I had a very rough day. Today's Tuesday. I feel better. I'm going to make today a great day. I'm going to make other people's days great. And I'm enjoy it. And I'm going to make somebody's day great. And I want you guys to do the same thing. Remember, stay positive. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.